This is 88.5 FM and 88.5FM.org, independent radio for music lovers in and around the Southern California area and beyond. My name is Mookie, or Mark, if you prefer. Wanted to thank Andy Chanley for having us commandeer the airwaves for at least a half hour, or, you know, 20 minutes or so. Dermot Kennedy is here to play us some music, and we're very excited to have you today.
Nice one. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Who did you bring?
Johnny. Johnny is here.
Hello.
Johnny, how are things? We don't have a microphone on you, but you're in front of that piano there. But we certainly acknowledge you, even though we can't hear your voice.
Thank you.
No problem. Our listeners are probably familiar with some of your music, Dermot. The song Power Over Me.
Sure.
And we've played the song Outnumbered on the air quite a bit in recent weeks.
Awesome.
My first introduction to you was, I feel like it was damn near close to 2 years ago, where you played the Troubadour.
Oh, cool.
And I had no idea what to expect.
Yeah.
And I'm walking in there, completely sold out show. The people in attendance seemed to know every word to every song. And it was pretty early on, actually. I had lunch with the, or dinner before the show with the Interscope people.
Right.
And they didn't know what to expect either. They even apologized to me because it was the first time that they were seeing you perform as well, you know? And they said, listen, I don't know if we should have even invited you. We don't know what to expect. And sure enough, the sold out Troubadour, again, the fans were super passionate.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first sort of introduction to Dermot Kennedy.
Oh, brilliant. And I was nervous. That venue's important.
You?
Yeah.
It's important, right? There's a lot of history.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where everyone from the area kind of makes you aware of the fact that it's important, you know? And so it just felt like a big deal when we were doing it, and yeah, I was super nervous. And within two songs, we had a big technical problem, and so I had to change the set list on stage and stuff, and it was just like, in my head, it was just one of those ones. We've toured so much now that I don't get nervous, I just get excited, and it's like, it's this thing where I kind of know it'll be okay. Like, you'll either have a great gig or like, but it'll always be fine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, but that was like at the time when you don't really know how it's going to go. And yeah, we had some issues like instantly, and I was already nervous. And so it was not good.
That's crazy to think about, because you've played so many shows since then all over the world. You know, we're talking about sold out venues, huge auditoriums, that you remember back to that particular venue or
True.
That particular show, and you know what went wrong.
It's crazy. Totally. Yeah. I remember it well. Yeah. All that. I always remember all that stuff. I think it all helps in terms of like you gotta remind yourself that everybody who's at the gig just wants you to enjoy it too, and they're on your side already, like they bought tickets, and so unless something goes like super catastrophically wrong,
right,
they're still with you, but you find yourself like worrying about everything.
Right. No, good point though. We're all in this together, so to speak, right? So we're getting three songs out of you today.
Yes,
we've got a I guess what we're calling the debut, you know, record is coming out towards the tail end, actually the 27th of September.
Yes.
And it will be called Without Fear.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess without further ado, maybe we could get a song out of you guys.
Yes, indeed.
All right, this is Dermot Kennedy live in our studio on 88.5 FM.
I want to be king in your story. I want to know who you are. I want your heart to be for me. I want you to sing to me softly, cause then I'm out running the dark. That's all that love ever taught me. I call and I'll rush out, all out of breath now. You got that power over me. My, everything I hold dear resides in those eyes. Power over me. My, the only one I know, the only one on my mind. Got that power over me. You got that power over me. You got that power over me. Remember the lake in the moonlight. Remember you shivered and shone. I'll never forget what you looked like on that night. But I know that time's gonna take me. I know that day's gonna come. I just want the devil to hate me. I call and I'll rush out, all out of breath now. You got that power over me.
My, my, everything I hold dear resides in those eyes. Power over me. My, my, the only one I know, the only one on my mind. Power over me. You got that power over me. You got that power over me. It was all in doubt, they were all around. So we hide away and never tell. You decide if darkness knows you well. That a lesson of love, all that it was, I need you to see. You got that power over me. My, my, everything I hold dear resides in those eyes. Power over me. The only one I know, the only one on my mind. You got that power over me. My, my, everything I hold dear resides in those eyes. Power over me. The only one I know, the only one on my mind. Power over me.
Incredible. There's live music in our studio here this afternoon on the Independent 88.5 FM. I literally almost fell out of my chair because no pun intended, but a very powerful voice, man.
Thank you. Yeah, it's early still.
You know? No, you're right. So it's even more powerful, I guess, when the evening comes around. Is that what you're telling me?
That's my cop-out, yeah, you know, basically.
There you go. Yeah. We feel fortunate to be here in the studio while you're performing in such an intimate setting. Again, Without Fear is going to be the new record from Dermot Kennedy. It's out on September 27th. Just a quick background for the uninitiated, for the people who are not familiar with your music. I read a bio of yours from probably a year and a half, 2 years ago, which mentions there's 300 million plus streams total.
Right. I don't even know now what it is.
By now, it's close to like 700 million.
Seriously?
Which is crazy.
Nice.
And also in 2018, you announced a 42-date world tour. Mm. Each and every one of those venues completely sold out, and we anticipate another complete sellout for this upcoming tour as well.
I've been so lucky with that stuff, yeah. It's kind of... It's just really, it's really cool because you basically get to, you don't have to be anything but yourself, right? When you're just playing a show, you get to completely just go on stage, play those songs that people care about, and then that's your only obligation for the evening, which is, it's the most beautiful way to kind of move in the industry, I think, because there's so many instances where you can change who you are. You can be led down a certain path. But when you're in a room and there's a bunch of people there to hear your songs, that's all you have to do. And it's the best bit. And I'm lucky because that's been like the strongest part of this whole thing is like whenever we put shows on sale, they sell out. Yeah.
And your incredible success more or less happened organically before any record label was involved and before anybody else was involved. You were posting stuff online.
Yes.
From what I understand. So is that what you attribute really this meteoric rise to?
I guess. But I mean, I had been doing that for years, like just putting music out by myself or with a band I was in. But there was never any sort of hint of any labels or management or anything like that. We were all just not even consciously doing it independently. Just no one cared. So we just did it that way.
Sure.
And then, yeah, I made some money busking and I recorded some songs and I put them on everything through TuneCore by myself. I didn't expect anything. The reason I did it that way was because I had gone through this cycle so many times of where you like record an EP or record a collection of songs and you spend all your money renting a studio and doing artwork and all that. And it's a really disheartening thing when you put out that project with no sort of real solid plan. Because I mean, and to this day, it's a thing I have, but like when I was doing it then, I was very much like, oh, if the songs are good enough, something will kick off and that's the way it'll work. And I'm not saying that won't work for somebody, because clearly it does. We see so many examples of that. But for me, it just wasn't working because I had no real solid plan behind it. There was no machine, so to speak, like for want of a better term, mm-hmm. but there was nothing like that. And so this time I just put it out one song at a time because I figured I'm proud of each of them. And if nothing happens, it's all good because it's just one song. And then I couldn't tell you how long, but after a while, they just started getting a bunch of plays. Yeah, it was crazy.
It's incredible. Yeah. You mentioned busking on the street. Yes. A lot of musicians we run into, I mean, that's basically where they got their start. It's been said that you picked up the guitar early, you know, got real serious about it roughly at like 17 years old.
Yeah, in and around probably 16, 17. Mm-hmm. I started playing open mics and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a friend of ours who's been to the studio once or twice, Glenn Hansard, who we respect and hold in high regard as an artist. He didn't discover you, but can you give us an anecdote or a Glenn Hansard sort of story?
Yeah, I mean, he is kind of like, he's been around for so long and done so many things. Like he's done the Swell Season, he's been with the Frames, and now he's doing just his solo project now. But he's like, himself and David Gray were kind of the reason I wanted to start writing songs and singing songs, and I feel like they're just like these master songwriters, and so I wanted to be like those guys, and so you kind of fast forward to when I was I think maybe like 18 or something, and there's a Christmas busk he does every year where he goes on Grafton Street on Christmas Eve and plays songs for like 6-7 hours in the freezing cold just to raise money for charity. And it's not just him, it's like 30 people standing around playing, and they just raise a bunch of money for homeless charities. And it's like an open call to musicians. And so I went up, I went in with my guitar and basically kind of obnoxiously shoved my way to the front and played music beside him all day, which is like, was the biggest deal in my life ever, basically. Right. And there was one Bob Dylan song, You Ain't Going Nowhere, where I knew it because he played covers of it. So I had learned it because he knew it. And then...
It's a good move.
Right, but not intentionally, like not with Christmas Eve in mind, just like that's why I knew the song. And he sang the first verse, then the chorus happened, and then I started singing the second verse, and then he turned and nodded to me and got me to sing it. And like, yeah, it's a mad thing to kind of happen when, especially when like nothing's going on in your life. Like there's a bunch of stuff happening these days where I kind of check myself and I'm like, this is exciting. Everything is very exciting. But like I went, like I had nothing going on then, and to have a day like that was very special. A few years after that, he invited me to play at a show he was doing in Dublin. And it's in a venue called Vicar Street, which we played now. And it was sold out. It was like 1,500. I had never played to more than like a few hundred people. And it was just, he's very, very, very generous. And just sort of like so many people would kind of, I think if they invited somebody unknown to play at their gig, you'd worry like, is this going to harm the gig? Is this going to kind of like make my show sort of less impactful? But for him, he was just like, come on stage, 10 minutes, do whatever you want
to do. If you were to do that, bring somebody up on stage, you'd probably at least have a good inclination that they'll be okay in front of a crowd. You know?
You would do some vetting. Yeah.
Yeah. That's incredible. This is Dermot Kennedy live in our studio. Very fortunate to have you here accompanied by your fabulous piano player today. New records Without Fear, and it's coming out September 27th. You know, we encourage people to do a deeper dive into your previous releases because there are some EPs floating around there and stuff. I do want to touch on some other things, but we're going to get another new song out of you guys.
Yep.
Okay.
Everything you gave for her. The song isn't low, lady, it's remembering love made in the summer. But I think of the things that it taught me. I learned that there's beauty I can't keep. Learned that there's demons and stories. Letting her down, no, I won't be. Whenever she's calling, she'll call me. Angry and seething as Darcy. Songs in cathedrals in month three. Promise you'll smile off a memory. And I couldn't stop smiling like the whole way home. And yeah, it should feel like something you were missing. all my friends, you'll find your way. Some summer night, I hope I see you again. All my friends, I'd love to stay. Some summer night, I hope I see you again. So looking up lately, the moon doesn't chase me no more. Before it was childlike, lost in the soft light, and so on, and so on. And I couldn't stop smiling like the whole way home. Yeah, it should be when she read out all she'd written to all my friends. You'll find your way. Some summer night, I hope I see you again. All my friends, I'd love to stay. Some summer night, I hope I see you again. The smell of rain and streetlight thrown, a lover lantern in the snow. When she feels it taking hold, finds it so hard letting go. Can I tell her that we'll shine? She dreads the devil's yet to show. Reluctant to expose it to me so. So I think of the things that it taught me. She starts to think evil has lost me. I walked with the wolves and it haunts me. She steps with intention to run free. So stunner, don't ever move softly. You've been on a journey they can't see. When dancing in ballrooms you will lead. Promise you'll smile off a memory. And I couldn't stop smiling like the whole way home. It should be when you read out all she'd written to all my friends. You'll find your way. Some summer night, I hope I see you again. All my friends, I'd love to stay. Some summer night, I hope I see you again. The smell of rain and streetlight thrown, a lover lantern in the snow. When she feels it taking hold, finds it so hard letting go. Can I tell her that we'll shine? She dreads the devil's yet to show. And I told you well. And I told you well.
There you go. That's All My Friends. That's Dermot Kennedy live in our studio here on the Independent 88.5 FM. Live music, always inspirational in our studio. Like I said, it's a revolving door of inspirational and very talented artists coming by the radio station. You want to keep it going, sign up to be a member of the radio station through 88.5fm.org, and we would appreciate it. I read that it's very important to you to be able to remove some of the layers of production and strip down a song to its bare bones, kind of like what you're doing today.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, of course. I feel like the best songs I've written can sort of stand up in that way. I mean, yeah, it's always, it's a thing I always say, but also I don't necessarily want to make it this rule that I never break, you know what I mean? Because there's certain songs that, like, we've got a couple in the set that just they just need that production. They need the four of us on stage, like, it just, and that's the fun part of it too, you know. There's just certain elements in terms of, like, different samples and sounds, whatever it might be, that you just can't recreate in an acoustic setting. And and yeah, it's fun to me. It's kind of like, I guess it's a sort of a good representation of where I've gone in terms of, like, starting off acoustic, and now just, like, when we tour, there's four of us on stage, like I said, and it's just, it's quite a big show at times, and so it feels good to just be doing both, you know.
Are you writing all the music parts for, you know, putting together all the instrumentation for?
It's like a collaboration, basically. It's my favorite part of being in the studio, to be honest, because it's the part where I get to detach from all feeling and all like any sort of like, because you can get bogged down in lyrical stuff, and I do, and at times, and sometimes it's this beautiful freeing thing, but sometimes it's quite slow and quite an arduous thing, and yeah, it just it's when you get to that point where the song is like the foundations are laid and you get to literally just mess around on like different guitars and different synths and all that. That's my favorite part of being in the studio, to be honest. Cause it just, I mean, there's just so many things you can try and it doesn't necessarily have to work. It's just this lovely thing where you just try a bunch of stuff.
That's encouraging that you're not a control freak, I guess, when it comes
no,
to
that. And I mean, I used to be, and with those first few songs I recorded in Dublin, that's exactly what I was, because I had had a couple experiences in the studio where a producer I didn't know very well would, like, for example, would take a song that I had written just on my guitar and then build it up with like bass lines, guitar parts, piano parts, all this stuff that I sort of assumed had to be there. You know, I'm talking when I was like 17 and I kind of assumed it had to be on it. And maybe the best thing I could have done was just record them acoustically. So then when I went in after busking for a while to record those the first few songs, I knew every single part. I was absolutely a control freak. I knew the violin part and I knew the piano, everything. And so I kind of knew what I wanted it to sound like before I went in.
Which is probably incredibly fulfilling when you're able to like bring that to fruition, like something
for sure
that you have in your head.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and it was a really, really lovely process. And I guess now, in terms of where I'm at, I've been able to like let go of that worry that someone might steer it in the wrong direction, because I'm lucky enough to sort of work with people who get what I'm doing and who are just uber talented, and so I'm just lucky to be around people like that. And it's a more exciting thing to collaborate with somebody, you know.
Again, Dermot Kennedy's new record coming out September 27th. It's going to be called Without Fear. If you do the deeper dive, there's some EPs like Doves and Ravens. Mike Dean presents Dermot Kennedy and Keep the Evenings Long, which I think was a record store day, sort of limited release vinyl or something,
fun.
Right?
Yeah. That was really funny. We basically were like, we were at the deadline for the artwork, and it was just like, this will not happen if you don't get the artwork on it right now. And then there was this artist called Leroy in the Netherlands who literally, like, at the 11th hour sent this crazy beautiful like picture of a bear, and I was just like, perfect.
Your people who are working really hard for you, by the way, sent me a copy of that on vinyl, and you were nice enough to sign it.
Oh, really?
Going back to this Mike Dean character, was that that EP and working with him, who's a very talented hip hop producer who has worked with a lot of people? Was that your first time sort of dabbling in hip hop production, or not so much?
Not necessarily, but certainly certainly the first time I was kind of put in the room with like a hip hop guy. You know what I mean? Like I had messed around with like elements of that production in the past, and certainly like wanted to like take those steps in terms of production, but I had never been like put in a room with somebody like that. And he's the nicest guy, really. I'm not saying that, like, he really is like extra nice, especially for somebody who's been around for so long and is so respected and so established. I guess that's why he's nice. He just knows there's no need to kind of have an ego,
right? I guess in some instances you don't get to be I guess as successful, you know, unless you're a nice guy. In some respects.
Yeah, I don't know. I think music's a funny one, isn't it? Because it's like, if you want to be like that, there's so much ambition involved. But then, it's not necessarily, I'm not saying this is the case with sports, but it's not necessarily like sport where you can just like fight your way to the top and do that, because you don't want to like burn all your bridges. And it's about collaboration and sort of like connection too. So
You big sports fan?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
What do you follow on
that? Well, I used to play soccer up until a couple of years ago, and I had to stop because I was never at home. And it breaks my heart. It was very important to like my week, you know what I mean? Because I think about music all the time, and it was this bunch of hours every week where I got to just like, it felt very free doing that.
Right.
Yeah, I miss it. I don't have an outlet like that now.
No.
Well, maybe, I don't show you music. But.
Maybe sooner or later you'll be able to get there. Again, Dermot Kennedy in studio here. Rather than asking you who your influences are, you put together a hell of a playlist on a particular streaming platform where you kind of curated it. And what songs are on there, and what sort of artists did you tap into to make that playlist?
It was recently, wasn't it? I think it was a mix of acoustic songwriters and hip hop, basically. I know Jay-Z, Eminem, Renegade was on there. Mm-hmm. That's a good song. Meek Mill, probably. J. Cole, Bon Iver's new stuff.
Right. Yeah. So you're expanding your horizons. You're not necessarily just a folk singer or a this or a that. I mean, you admire a whole bunch of artists out there. Which
totally.
Is
yeah.
Cool.
I think where I'm kind of at with it, I try and figure it out all the time, is like, why am I drawn to something, you know? And it started off with the likes of Glenn Hansard, because I think I was just so enamored with how passionate he was in terms of just telling a story, and how you could be so affected by someone just putting their emotions on display like that. And then I think if I watch Deaf Poetry, or if I watch like J. Cole on Letterman that time, I think it's the exact same thing, you know. I know it's different genres, and certain people might not like the contrast in the music, but to me it's I wouldn't say it's like deeper than that, but I'm just, in terms of what the boxes it ticks for me, it's the same. I think I really do. It's just somebody expressing themselves in an honest way, because I think that's rare too, and you see that in all genres. Is like, you can tell when a songwriter is for real, I think.
Yeah, I think you can. And we try to find them, and we try to play them on the air on this listener supported sort of public radio entity. This is the Independent 88.5 FM with Dermot Kennedy. We heard Power Over Me. We heard All My Friends. And I think we're going to get our own version of Outnumbered before we kind of wrap it up here, right?
Sweet.
Okay.
Tell me this is all for nothing. I can only tell you one thing. On the nights you feel outnumbered, maybe I'll be out there somewhere. I see everything you can be. I see the beauty that you can't see. On the nights you feel outnumbered, maybe I'll be out there somewhere. I showed you all the scars at the start, but that was always the most difficult part. See, I'm in love with how your soul's a mix of chaos and art, and how you never try to keep them apart. I wrote some words and then I stared at my feet, became a coward when I needed to speak. I guess love took on a different kind of meaning for me, so when I go, just know it kills me to leave. To all the stars that light the road, don't ever leave that girl so cold. Never let me down, just lead me home. Don't tell me this is all for nothing. I can only tell you one thing. On the nights you feel outnumbered, maybe I'll be out there somewhere. I see everything you can be. I see the beauty that you can't see. On the nights you feel outnumbered, maybe I'll be out there somewhere. But there's beauty here that's yet to depart. There's still a song inside the halls in the dark. I'll come for you if you just stay where you are, and I'll always hold your hand in the car. And there'll be days when it's difficult, but I ask you to never leave behind the reciprocal. A past that love is not designed for the cynical, so we have that, we can have that. To all the stars that light the road, don't ever leave that girl so cold. Never let me down, just lead me home. Don't tell me this is all for nothing. I can only tell you one thing. On the nights you feel outnumbered, maybe I'll be out there somewhere. I see everything you can be. I see the beauty that you can't see. On the nights you feel outnumbered, maybe I'll be out there somewhere. How long can you wait for the one you deserve? Let on, never let it out, never let it out. If I'm gone, if you ever leave, I hope that you learn to fight on, to fight on. Don't tell me this is all for nothing. I can only tell you one thing. On the nights you feel outnumbered, maybe I'll be out there somewhere. I see everything you can be. I see the beauty that you can't see. On the nights you feel outnumbered, maybe I'll be out there somewhere. Maybe I'll be out there somewhere, somewhere, somewhere. Maybe I'll be out there somewhere, somewhere.
Don't sleep on Dermot Kennedy. He's in our studio right now on the Independent 88.5 FM. Thanks for taking the time. We're happy to be on board with this incredible trajectory that you've been on.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
For sure. And enjoy the rest of your time in SoCal.
Yes, indeed.
All right. 88.5 FM.